This is called Dream of My Father. The kind of central metaphor in this is the act of polling, which is not something I saw a lot down south growing up. A lot of people messed around in canoes, but there weren't a whole lot of poles and being used to do it. People standing up and pulling upstream in low water. And I saw that up here and messed around with it some myself, mostly down in Virginia. Dream of my father. To get upstream, not to the source, but somewhere close enough to smell its gifts and risk being forgiven. My father made a pole, whittled a length of cedar. The shavings, they reeked of urine at first. With air, with time, they softened, and he cupped them to his face as though they'd speak, as though he'd hear them with his nose. Water, he heard. Broken water was all he could taste. One might say it was long, that the work consumed him, but he took it slow enough to be quick, and he failed perfectly. The scrap was soil soon, and my father too. But near the end, when he hauled the tired body of his canoe on the shore for the last time and handed the pole to me, the wood was smooth with use, and in a voice meant for roots, worms, cooler, darker heavens, he said, "The tree, when growing, had hardly been straight, and once carved was even more bent, but it brimmed with moon and grape and translated the bottom of the river for my ignorant hands." I shook his right one then, still know, like the itch after a sting, that pulse of stone, grain, a gentle, sinuous gift, and custody.